kids. Everybody makes mistakes. Take this girl Meg, for instance. She made a mistake. A mistake named Barney.
Yeah, thought I was gonna get married to my last boyfriend, but boy, did that guy have commitment issues. That whole relationship, that's 3 weeks of my life I'll never get back.
Well, I love commitment. I wish I could marry commitment. I met a girl last night.
Really?
So perky and full of life and not at all fake.
You're talking about her boobs, right?
See? And that wasn't Spanish. That was cup size.
What up? So these boobs. Paint me a word picture.
All right, Ted. Imagine the heads of two Irish babies. Mm. Let's call them and
please stop.
When you get married, you start outgrowing certain parts of your life. And for Lily and Marshall, those certain parts were, for the most part, me.
Why would you come in? You heard me shaving.
I thought you were shaving your face.
Well, clearly I wasn't.
Guys, it's 3 a.m. It reeks in here.
Ted said it was okay.
Ah, hey, Marshall. You still up?
Wait, aren't you taking the bar tomorrow?
Discontent was bubbling under the surface until one day...
Ted, how many times have I asked you to put the lid back on the peanut butter jar? It's this sort of inconsiderate, immature jackassery that makes me feel like I'm living in the real world house. And not the early years when they all had jobs and social consciences. I'm talking about Hawaii and after. I can't take this anymore. Ted, Lily and I are married now. It's time. We're getting our own place.
Actually, I left the lid off. Sorry, baby.
But still, it was time to move forward. So they set out to find a new apartment to rent.
Hey, here's one. Pre-war building, recently renovated, hardwood floors, tons of light, 2 bedroom, 2 bath.
Oh, yeah, but that one's not for rent. It's for sale.
All right.
Kids, your Uncle Marshall likes to say that he made 3 big mistakes in his life. This was the first.
Jump, you big chicken! Jump, you pretty cat! Jump!
This was the second. And this was the third and biggest.
We should buy a place.
What?
Baby. Real estate is always a good investment.
It's not.
And the market is really hot right now.
It wasn't.
And because of my new job, we are in such a strong place financially.
They weren't. Because Lily had a secret.
Hi. My name is Lily, and I'm a shopaholic.
Hi, Lily. Oh, you guys don't do that here? Sorry. Proceed.
I buy designer clothes and accessories that I can't afford. I have 15 credit cards, and they're all maxed out. And no one outside of this room, not even my husband, knows. And I feel terrible because all I want to do right now is ask you where you got those shoes. They're adorable. You can't buy. We have debt.
Yeah, I know. My student loans are pretty big.
I forgive you.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, as your wife, you know, I'm cool that you spent tens of thousands of dollars on a brand name law school because... I know, it makes you feel good and pretty.
Let's just go take a look at this place.
Where is it?
It's in a neighborhood called... Doisetripla.
Doisetripla? Oh, I see, you're not New Yorkers.
Oh, no, actually, we live on the Upper West Side.
No need to be embarrassed. Listen, here in New York, we just shorten the names of all the neighborhoods. Soho, Tribeca, Nolita.
Oh, right, Doisetripla. No, I'm from New York. I know this neighborhood. I'm down with the D-Town.
Oh, well, nobody calls it D-Town. Doisetripla is the up-and-coming neighborhood, and I have to tell you, for these prices, you're not going to be able to find another thing that...
I'm gonna stop you right there. Don't bother with the hard sell. This place is way out of our price range, and besides, we've only just started looking.
Is what Marshall should have said.
I'm gonna stop you right there. I love it. Let's get it!
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Thank you guys for coming down here so quickly.
I've never been to this neighborhood. Kind of thought this part of town was water.
No, dude, this is Doisetripla.
Doisetripla? Is that an abbreviation for something?
He's from Ohio. Doisetripla is the up-and-coming neighborhood. I think this might be the place where Lily and I start a family. I can see it now.
2, 3, 4.
He's playing in a band with his three boys.
All right, bring it home, boys.
Sounds great, boys. Who wants chocolate pancakes?
Thanks, Mommy. Man, life is gonna be sweet.
Oh my God, Lily, have you seen this kitchen?
I know, isn't it amazing? I just love it so.
What the hell are you doing? You can't buy this place. Lily, you have a debt the size of Mount Waddington.
Waddington?
It's the tallest mountain in Canada. It's like 4,000 meters high.
Meters?
God, don't let Marshall fall in love with this apartment.
I know. But what do I tell him?
I don't know. Tell him you saw a ghost. Tell him it's haunted.
You really don't know Marshall at all.
So, the owners, where are they?
Oh, they're on vacation in France for 2 weeks.
I see. Between you and me, I'm also interested in the apartment. So is there any way I could come back later and check it out while you're showing them other places?
The lockbox combination is 1421, and here is my card.
Are you serious? You're trying to snake this apartment away from Marshall and Lily?
Ted, do you think I have no morals whatsoever? I simply want to fool a girl into thinking this is my apartment so I can nail her once and never have to see her again. I'm not a monster.
Now, listen, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you, but there is one other couple that's expressed very serious interest.
I see what you're doing here. Another couple? Please. That crap is page one out of the realtor's playbook, and we're not buying it.
Is what Marshall should have said.
Another couple? No, we want it. Sell it to us. We'll give you so much more money.
Oh, Marshall, can I talk to you? Marshall, I don't know if now is the right time to buy.
But we're not doing this for now. We're doing this for our future. Can't you imagine starting a family here?
Oh, Persephone. Oh, Daphne. These will be perfect additions to our upcoming mother-daughter exhibit at the Met.
Looks great, girls. Who wants crepes au chocolat?
Merci, Papa!
So, what do you guys think?
Oh, I love it. But Marshall, I should have told you this a long time ago. We can't afford to buy an apartment because I have too much credit card debt. I am so sorry.
Is what she should have said.
I love it. Let's get it. Can we charge it?
To Lily and Marshall and their momentous step forward into adulthood.
Chug, 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 chug.
Yes! Well done.
Anything else?
Yes. I've been staring at that thing for years. Wendy, bring me the comically large bottle of champagne.
Really? Are you sure? It's never been refrigerated, and I think at some point there was a fish in it.
Honey, once you've made the sale, stop selling.
All right, but you guys have to help me carry it.
All right, let's do it.
Whatever.
Let's do this.
I know what you're thinking. I should tell Marshall the truth. Hey, I've got the whole thing figured out. We'll apply for the loan under Marshall's name, and he'll never need to know. And then in the meantime, I'll slowly work down my debt right after I furnish the apartment. I saw this amazing leather sofa today. You should be a reality show.
Nice.
Wait! That cork is the size of a softball, and you're pointing it directly at Wendy, the waitress's face.
Is what he should have said.
Now, if you're thinking of buying an apartment, it's always good to check the place out at night.
Welcome to my humble abode.
This place is so nice.
Make yourself at home. Please, get comfortable. If you see something you like, just take it.
Who are these people?
That's my parents.
They're Asian.
Yeah, they're a Chinese couple that wanted a white baby. It works both ways.
Cookie. Wow. Did you make those?
You got me. My sisters taught me how to bake and how to listen.
I feel so at home here.
I'm glad. Sometimes I don't. A place like this really needs a lady of the house. I know it's too early to be thinking of you as... Oh, God, I'm freaking you out, aren't I? It's just... You make me feel so safe. I didn't
The next day, Lily and Marshall went to the mortgage broker to get a loan.
Hey, can we get this in singles before we get the apartment? I want to put it in a kiddie pool and swim around in it naked. Right? That's good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, back to business now.
All right, Miss Aldred, I'm going to need your social as well.
What? Why? I mean, you already have Marshall's.
Yes, but since you're a married couple, you'll be applying for a joint loan, so.
Well, can we just go ahead and do it in my husband's name? He's the head of the household. He earns the big bucks. I mean, can women even own property?
Maybe. All right, just give him your social.
Okay, my social is 549-4180.
Got it. Let's see what kind of rate I can get you to.
6%. Under 6%. Under 6%, please.
There we go. Congratulations. You have been approved for a loan at 18%.
No, what? That can't be right.
You're lucky to be getting a mortgage.
Let's get out of here, Marshall.
I don't understand. Did we do something wrong, or?
You have quite a bit of debt.
My student loans. Great. I thought we were friends. You know what? It's fine to penalize me for trying to get an education and build a career, but I will not let you deprive my beautiful wife of her dream home just because I
want... Okay, actually, it's because of your wife's credit card debt.
He turns his computer screen round so Marshall can see.
Oh, my God.
Marshall, there's something I have to tell you, and I want you to hear it from me first. Okay, so let me get this straight. You just snuck this girl into some stranger's apartment?
Yeah, we spent the night. Hey, look at you.
Hey, I'm wearing your bathrobe. Hey, if you don't mind.
The only thing missing from that bathrobe are your initials.
My mom's gonna be in town next week. Is it okay if she stays with us?
Only if she sleeps in the bed and I sleep on the couch.
You're so sweet.
I love you. There, I said it and I'm not taking it back.
Oh my God, I love you too. I'm finally not the first one to say it.
How about you get in the shower and I will make us some waffles.
As she heads off to the bathroom with a wave, Barney calmly picks up his jacket and walks out.
Works every time.
Wait, that time that you offered to walk my dogs when I went to visit my dad in Vancouver?
Yep.
Is that why my Yorkie trembled for like a week after I got back?
Yeah, that little guy saw some stuff I'm not proud of.
Whoa.
What?
There was a fight here.
What do you mean?
Whenever Marshall and Lily have a big argument, they always leave a trail of evidence all over the apartment.
Oh, God, here we go. He had a detective club as a kid.
The Mosby boys cracked a lot of big cases.
The Mosby boys? You mean you and your sister?
We solved the mystery of the missing retainer.
Let me guess, it was in the garbage.
Why are you like this? Anyway, this is serious. I know Lily and Marshall. All the telltale signs are here. Like this.
A water bottle?
Don't touch the evidence! I got your back, partner.
It's not just any water bottle. Notice the label is peeled off. Lily always peels labels off the bottle when she's feeling guilty. This label is not only peeled off, but torn up. Oh, man. She must have done something bad. Which means Marshall must have been really angry. And when Marshall gets really angry, he eats.
He picks up an empty yogurt pot off the kitchen floor using a pencil.
Just as I suspected, Cherry Garcia. The liquid consistency. Place the fight between noon and one.
Ew, that was on the floor.
If you want to get to the bottom of this, you're gonna need a stronger stomach than that, dollface.
Marshall stood here, eating and yelling, yelling and eating. Lily stood here, crying.
Ew, Ted.
And then Marshall tried to storm out, but Lily went for the Hail Mary pass. Which would mean...
He finds a bra down the back of the sofa.
What do you think? Make up sex?
Nah, it'd be a bigger mess. Tempted as he was, Marshall was still too upset. He had to get out of here any way he could. He chose the door, slamming it behind him.
Which is why this picture is crooked.
Nice catch, Rook.
I'll just take this down to the left.
Now all we need is a motive. The million-dollar question, what were they fighting about?
I know what they've been fighting about.
There's only one possible conclusion. Lily and Marshall were fighting about peanut butter. Lily left the lid off, and Marshall blew his.
I know what they were fighting about, and it wasn't peanut butter.
Robin, just...
I appreciate your help, but there's a reason your name is Robin, not Batman. Just...
They were fighting because they didn't get the loan, and it's all Lily's fault.
Well, just...
What? Yeah, she has a pile of debt the size of Mount Rushmore.
Nice try, Robin. So, the next thing Lily did was give Marshall a few hours to cool off about the peanut butter. Then she called him to apologize, which is why the last number dialed is...
Greenstein and Lee, divorce attorneys.
This can't be happening.
They can't get divorced?
Not Lily and Marshall, no way.
Well, it's been nice knowing you guys.
What do you mean?
Well, Marshall's gonna get you guys, Lily's gonna get me.
Even if they break up, it doesn't mean we still can't all hang out. I mean, we broke up, we still hang out. It's not weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
The world needs Marshall and Lily together. I'm not crying. There's something in my eye.
They're back.
Hey,
hey.
We have an announcement.
I know, it's a terrible idea. You can't do it. Just look at me.
Oh. I hit redial on the phone. Divorce lawyers?
Oh, I should explain. We got in a pretty big fight.
Yeah, I know.
And Marshall stormed out.
I went to the bar.
You're still drinking that?
I paid for it. And apparently money's tight now, so...
Listen, I've been thinking about this, and I know there's no way to undo what I've done, but, well, I made an appointment with a divorce lawyer.
What?
Oh,
what?
Oh, no, 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 no.
What,
no.
You want a divorce now?
No, I just mean on paper so that you can buy the apartment without my bad credit dragging us down.
Lily, are you trying to kill me?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have led with a divorce lawyer.
Probably. No, you shouldn't have. I love you, Lily.
I love you, too. And I want us to have our dream home. I don't know. It seems like this is a way to do it. So, Marshall Erickson, will you divorce me?
That's the sweetest divorce proposal I've ever heard.
So is that a yes? You can't sleep with other women.
No. We're not getting divorced, not even on paper. When I married you, I married your problems, too. The ones I knew about and the ones I didn't. So that was the deal. We'll figure this out together.
Can I get you guys anything else?
So you're not getting a divorce?
Wow, you guys scared us.
Oh, thank God. Because, I mean, if you did, then who'd be the lame married couple I get to make fun of? Like, hey, Marshall, you married Miss Wright. You just didn't know her first name was Always. That stuff is gold.
So what's the announcement?
I just got off the phone with the realtor. We told her that because of our finances, we're not getting the place. It's just, it's not the right time.
Is what Marshall should have said.
I just got off the phone with the realtor. We got the place!
We're homeowners!
Are you out of your mind?
Is what we should have said.
Yeah!
Wow.
This is exciting.
There it is. Our new home.
Shall we?
We shall.
They're about to get out of the cab.
Oh! Oh, what a horrible smell!
It reeks.
Oh, that's just a plant. Don't worry, they shut it down on the weekend.
What plant? What are you talking about?
Don't you know? Baby, this whole neighborhood is downwind of the sewage treatment plant.
Wait. What did you just say?
I said we're downwind of the sewage treatment plant.
The sentence shortens to Dallas Strepler,